Presley's ready. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Ball got away. Wilson picks it up. Throws to first. Strikeout ends the ball game. Presley strikes out the side. And the Twins have won five in a row against the Indians today by a final score of 9-3.
It is time to talk baseball with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. I think you missed a highlight there. You needed Cody Allen closing out the game yesterday for a try victory. We actually won one of three, boys.
I forgot that was Father. Yes, I had the different. I was all set. I was excited about my Shane reference there. Of course, you know, remember the movie with
Absolutely.
All right. I see. I avoided any of the Bieber kind of controversy that goes on there. Where's my final out from that? Craig, you have the final out, don't you, over there?
Oh yeah. Let me get to it right here. Here we go. Here we go. The final out or the Bieber strikeout?
Bob. By the way, I'm talking to you with wet pants. I spilled water on my pants about 15 minutes ago, and I just haven't been the same since. So, I'm just trying to put the blame somewhere else here.
Here's the line by Cody Allen. And here is his two-strike pitch to Rosario. Swing and a miss. Curveball got him. Ball game.
All right.
Yeah, well.
There you go. Yeah, we needed to hear Hammy say ball game.
Well, we needed also to have Rosario strike out. That guy's been a nemesis for us all weekend, for sure.
All year. It's unbelievable what he's done against us. I think, seven homers or some crazy thing like that. The Twins have had our number thus far this season. But, the rookie Shane Bieber, what a performance yesterday. Jan Gomes with the big base hit that we were looking for. We've been struggling a little bit with runners in scoring position, but Jan Gomes came up big yesterday, and that was all we needed.
Yeah, except for that woman who was in the middle of some kind of big inning, Craig. That's where they had the grand slam inning and they win a prize or something like that. He emptied the bases only with a double. So there was a moment there where it could have been an extra thing for the fans. But let's talk about what's going on. Now the Indians are now taking on the White Sox. It seems like we had the White Sox just recently. We're like repeating our schedule over again here.
Yep. It's one of those weird ones where we're playing a whole ton of games in the AL Central. So we're at Chicago recently, at Detroit recently, at Minnesota recently. Those three are here on this homestand. Starts tonight, Trevor Bauer on the mound, 7-10 against the Chicago White Sox. Tomorrow, 7-10. Wednesday, for those who love those weekday day games, 1-10 on Wednesday. A day off Thursday. It's the Cleveland Indians Charities Celebrity Golf Classic on Thursday. And on the weekend, the Tigers are only 2.5 back from the Tribe. Come into town for the weekend. Promo-filled weekend. Check it out at Indians.com. We have Sugardale Dollar Dogs, back-to-back fireworks Friday and Saturday, a BP jersey top giveaway courtesy of our friends at Discount Drug Mart, and Sunday's Key Bank Kids Fun Day always. So lots going on this remaining six games of this homestand.
Bob, Carlos Carrasco took that line drive off his elbow. What's the latest on his condition?
Well, put him on the 10-day disabled list. Thankfully, it didn't hit on the bone. Hopefully after these 10 days, get a little swelling and soreness to go away. He'll miss a start, maybe two at the most, and then he'll be back ready to roll.
What was the situation with getting Bieber up here? I guess he was scheduled to start, in AAA yesterday or something like that?
His regular turn. That's one of the beauties of having our AA and AAA so nearby that if they happen to be at home, it's just jump in a car and get here. And we're pretty fortunate in that regard. You know, Shane's an interesting guy to keep an eye on. He's all about command, never walks people. Only had one walk yesterday. About 6'3", 200 pounds. He's a California kid. His father was able to get on a plane and make it so that he could see his son win his first major league game. So that's very special for them. Went to UC Santa Barbara, so he's a college kid. Drafted in 2016, so he's jumped to the big leagues rather quickly. And, he's a kid that I think he's only walked a couple guys all year in the minors or something like that. Just a remarkable command of his pitches.
Bob, I listen to the game on the radio, so I always have visuals of how things are going. Then I see highlights on TV, and we're wearing baby blue hats. Can you explain that? I missed the – what was the
story behind that? Well, like all around Major League Baseball, you know, on Mother's Day, they wear pink in support of breast cancer research. The blue on Father's Day is prostate cancer research. So that was the reasoning for the blue accents in yesterday's uniform.
Okay. I thought maybe I had to readjust my television. I have an old Trinitron, and sometimes it doesn't get it quite right. But that's very interesting, Bob. Well, we'll talk again next Monday. And, of course, get out there and vote for your All-Stars. We want to load up the tribe on this year's team, don't we?
Absolutely. Hopefully Jose Ramirez will get voted in at third base. Let's see if we can get Frankie in there as well. But, yeah, a number of deserving guys. Indians.com is always the place to go for that sort of voting and information, news, tickets. It's the one-stop place to go.
Sounds great, Bob. We'll talk again next Monday.
All right, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe, 729 at WEOL. Every time we talk with Bob DiBiasio, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli, you got a set of tickets to give away, and this is coming up for the Reds on July 9th. So we've got a pair of tickets to see the Cincinnati Reds on July 9th against the Cleveland Indians. If you're caller number 3 at 322-0930, 322-0930 picks up the pair of tickets to the Reds-Indians game on July 9th, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.